How does fear cause us to make bad financial decisions?
Well, and let's just remember the big picture here, too, that of how much our faith is reflected in our financial decisions as well. So even for people that don't like to listen to money discussions, let's remember the bigger picture of the spiritual truths we're talking about here. So, yeah, just talking about how fear causes us to make bad financial decisions. One of the basic ways is that fear causes us to not make a decision. So you look at the parable of the talents, and the person that was afraid, what did he do? He took his talent, he buried it in the sand, and then he was accused of not at least earning a little bit of interest on it. So, you know, just out of fear, we can sometimes just lock up and not make a decision at all. Another way is that maybe we have a plan, maybe it was even a good plan, and things get uncertain, and we start to, that fear starts to build. One of the first things we can do is pull the plug on the plan. And that plan, if it was a good one, was taking all that into consideration. It was taking in the what-if situations, and it was still going to be a good plan in the end. But out of fear, we abandon it at some point in the middle, which ultimately is typically to our own harm when we do that. And then just ultimately, fear can cause us to hold on too tightly to our money, and it can start to replace God as our security. So if we look at the spiritual application of it, when fear starts to creep into our investments, it can cause us to just cling too tightly to the things we shouldn't be. We should be clinging tightly to God, trusting in Him, not trusting in our money.
Well, Brad, you know, when we talk about fear, there's got to be something that sits beneath it, right? So what are some of those root causes of fear that you have seen in people that lead them to make poor financial decisions?
The basic cause is going to be a lack of trust in God's control over our circumstances. Hmm. So there again, we go back to looking at our emotions and what is causing that. And why does God warn us about our emotions? And it's because it's reflective of our faith. And if we're not trusting in God, then that's showing up in fear as we're dealing with our personal finances. And some ways that we've seen that in the past, you know, we could be overburdening ourselves with stress because we're not trusting in God for those ultimate results. And it could be because of a bad experience in the past, either ours or someone else's experience. So maybe we've seen someone else lose a lot of money with a bad decision, and that causes that fear to strive up in us, and suddenly we don't want to make these decisions because, oh, well, this, I saw this happen to somebody else, or maybe it happened to me one other time. And a lot of times it's a violation of what I would say is investing rule number one, which is don't invest in things you don't understand. If we understand what we're invested in, then maybe we can analyze what's going on and know what the best course of action is. But when we don't understand it, that's when the fear can really build up because we don't know what's going on. And it's not exactly as it was explained to us or as we expected it to be, and now we don't know what to do. So that's when fear creeps in and we make those knee-jerk reactions that can ultimately be to our own harm.
Yeah. Well, fear isn't all that's at play, because I know greed is a big thing too, Brad. Talk to us a little bit about how greed causes us to make bad financial decisions.
Yeah. So let's look at the root cause of greed. Greed is a lack of contentment. And what does that show? That shows that we don't really believe that God is enough, or that the circumstance that God has put us in is enough, that we can make it better if we add more material things to it. So there's what's really going on behind greed. But we can see that our desire to get rich can cause us to take on too much risk. And sometimes we can make bad decisions because we're trying to be rich. And Ecclesiastes 5:14 is a great example. It says, money is put into risky investments that turn sour and everything is lost. So out of this desire to get rich, we're chasing bad investments and we can lose everything. And then kind of along the same line, that desire to get rich can also make us put on blinders, and we can overlook a lot of warning signs that are placed before us. And Proverbs 28:22 says, greedy people try to get rich quick, but don't realize they're headed for poverty. So actually, by chasing the things that greed is driving them to, ultimately they may be going into things that ultimately cause them to lose everything. And it's all out of this unrighteous desire to get more material things. And greed can also cause us to cling too tightly to our money as well. And again, we can look for that as our security, and we forget that it's all God's anyway. So we forget our role as stewards, and instead of trusting Him for the results, we feel like, oh, well, we can do this. We can get a lot of extra material things by going into these more risky type of investments.
Well, Brad, have you seen those two emotions be used against us? You know, these are challenges. This is weaponizing things by the enemy to cause us to fear and to doubt. And so others are looking to take advantage of our vulnerability. How have you seen those two emotions play into that?
Your term weaponizing is very good for this, because we've got greed around us in the world, and when they see vulnerabilities, what are they going to do? They're going to try to prey on those. So there are investments that are structured to take advantage of our emotions, either our fear or our greed, and in both cases, they're probably not designed for our best interest, so we have to be very cautious about those. That's why seeking wise counsel is always so good, because in any aspect of our life, again, let's take this beyond finances. When we're emotional, we make bad decisions. When we involve other counsel around us, guess what? They're not as emotional about it as we are. And a lot of times they can be that voice of reason that helps us understand that we're being emotional and being irrational. So as we're evaluating investments, I can't say how important it is to just talk to somebody else about it that's not as emotional about this investment as you are, and that will actually speak truth into you. So there's one. Another one is greed and fear go together with this fear of missing out. And so many people fear that other people are getting something great and they're missing out on it. And that can cause investments to have like a short time frame that you have to make a quick decision. And they're preying on, number one, greed, because you're wanting to be in that. But then you also have this fear of missing out if you don't get into it. And things like that can really be used to prey against people. And then one last thing is, oftentimes you see where new investments or investment opportunities are compared to things that did really well in the past. And people love to use past results to try to sell something into the future. And one thing I always like to tell people is, if you see a past result and you weren't invested in it, guess what? You're never going to earn that past result. So you need to evaluate it on what it is today and what you expect it to earn in the future, not on what it did in the past. But people love to use past results. So maybe they compare an investment to how somebody else got rich. So there's always famous names they can drop in there. Mm-hmm. Or maybe compare it to a company that everybody knows, if you would have invested in it in the beginning, that you would have made a lot of money. And they try to use those things to, again, prompt that fear of missing out, but also that idea of greed, that this is the next big one and you don't want to miss out on it.
Oh, yeah. See, I have heard that so many times. And then you do start to get fearful. And, oh, I'm going to miss out, and so I'm going to sink everything in it. And if you don't take the time to think and pray about it, you can be heading down a really rough road. Hey, we're talking with financial planner Brad Graber from investingintruth.com. Brad, we are out of time, but before we let you get off the phone, because I'm just thinking here, it seems like time gets away from us so quickly. A new year is going to be here. I know people make resolutions. And maybe getting the whole budget and financial situation under control is a thing for some people in the coming new year. And you have all of this boot camp material on your website. Can you just hit that real quick and let people know what's available to them?
Sure. Yeah. If you go to investingintruth.com, especially at the top of the page, there's a tab for financial boot camp. And that's a 12-month course that I've built for people to be able to just start with the basics and let's apply scripture to all areas of our life. And that starts with getting out of debt, budgeting, a lot of those basic things. So you can start with lesson one, and we're going to talk first about getting your heart right. And then we're going to start applying those little lessons to start getting our house in order, so that then we can start applying these bigger truths like we're talking about today. The things we're talking about here are more of lesson 11, lesson 12, as you're getting towards the end of the year. So, yeah, it's a great free resource. Go in there, read it, and, if you got questions, feel free to reach out.